Life After Her podcast with yours truly, Nicole and Sweeney. We are on episode number 21, entitled The Full Armor of Journey. As we see the story of Journey unfold, Journey is going through it. Not only is she going through it, she is going through it while attending church. The church is supposed to be a safe place and a safe haven for Journey, but she is experiencing so much internal turmoil. The church was no longer a sanctuary for Journey. She did not feel emotionally or spiritually safe because of all the feelings that she was having as a result of her breakup with Case. She was constantly having feelings of anxiety, of fear, of distrust, of shame, of guilt, of hardness, of defensiveness, and feelings of shame. She had no idea what to do with those emotions. She felt like she didn't know what else to do while at church trying to focus on God. And those emotions consumed her every time she stepped foot in the church. And some of you may be feeling this way. Some of you may not know what to do or whether or not you should stay or leave, whether it's your church, a relationship, a friendship, a job opportunity. Your feelings are all over the place. And one of the things Journey just couldn't understand or didn't know what to do was whether or not she should leave this season of her life behind or endure it. And because she didn't know what to do, she stayed. And I want to encourage you today. I want to empower you today. Today's episode, I want to reveal to you two ways on when you know it's time to move on to a new season that God has for you. The first way to know it's time for you to move into a new season is that you are constantly feeling negative emotions. You're feeling negative thoughts and you have a negative mindset. Sometimes we think that our ability to endure a certain season speaks to our loyalty and faithfulness to God. And while that might be true in some cases, I believe that we also need to take into account those tough seasons and knowing when it's time to move on. It is my belief that God is calling us to a season of love, of joy, of happiness, of laughter, and easiness. He says in his word that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And so sometimes when those burdens and that yoke becomes heavy and it has you having those feelings, thoughts, and emotions that draw out negativity, sometimes that is a sign for you to transition and shift out of that season. The second way to know it's time for you to move on and into a new season is if the season that you're in, you are not bearing any good fruit. And when I say bearing, you're not producing anything well, anything valuable, anything that is purpose-driven in that season. If it's not producing a better version of yourself, if it's not producing value to your life, if it's making you go back to your old habits, ways, and mindset, if it has you stuck and impacting your creativity, it's time for you to shift. I believe that God does not want us in a stuck season. If we are stuck in a space where it's constantly drawing out negativity in us, how can we pursue our purpose? How can we pursue the blessing God has for us? How can we pursue the things that we are called to do if we are stuck? So I encourage you today, make that decision and shift. And sometimes we think shifting may look drastic, may look big, may look pronounced, but sometimes a shift is changing your mindset, looking at things in a different perspective. Sometimes a shift is saying no. Whatever that shift is for you, just make sure you're prayerful about it and that it leads you out of the negative season you might find yourself in. And today's affirmation is, it's okay to feel and acknowledge your feelings. It's all a part of the healing process. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to you tuning in next week. And remember that God is proud of you.